Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kansas is very fortunate to have a fairly solid conservative delegation representing us in Washington. With us now is a true champion for liberty and conservative principles, Senator Roger Marshall. Doctor, thank you for joining us this evening.
Renee, it's great to be with you, and I'm so glad you kept the Johnny Cash walk-in music with John Whitmer being gone. I was wondering if I'd had that chance to listen to Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Three. So thanks for having me tonight. I just landed in D.C. and ready for another week's of work.
Doc, you know I had to have that for you. There was no way you were not going to have your intro song.
John, I didn't know you were on, too. It's great to talk to you as well.
I tend to just sit back and you know, kind of run the board, so to speak. But no, I had to make sure you had your song, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, it makes for a much better show, getting me in that patriotic mood to fire up your listeners.
Well, I'm glad you made it safely to D.C., Senator, and have a quick question for you. The U.S. Border Patrol has nearly 250,000 encounters with migrants crossing into the U.S. from Mexico in December of 2023, according to government statistics. That was the highest monthly total on record, easily eclipsing the previous peak of about 224,000 encounters in May of 22. Unless we change things in November, do you see anything changing?
Yeah, Renee, nothing will change unless we change the person sitting in the White House. Joe Biden has proved that with the stroke of his pen, he can eliminate Donald Trump's policies. And we went from less than 1,000 people crossing our border illegally every day to up to 10,000 people crossing our border every day. Thanks to Joe Biden, we've had 11 million encounters now, illegal encounters at the border under his watch. 250,000 young adults have been poisoned and murdered by fentanyl thanks to Joe Biden. So nothing is going to happen unless we make a change in 200 days. 200 days from now will be the election, and we need to send Joe Biden packing and get and elect Donald Trump back as president.
Couldn't agree more. Boy, that sounds like a short time for all that needs to be done. But the statistics you quoted, Senator, what about the number that's on the terror watch list? We've heard that there's more arrested at the border in 17 to 21 combined, and we're less than halfway into 2024.
Right, Renee. There's been over 350 known terrorists arrested, and that's the small number. The bigger concern I have, there's been approximately 2 million gotaways. So those are people that at the Border Patrol are sitting there doing their job, lots of times just rendering first aid, hydrating people, and then they look to the distance and they see people escaping. So under Joe Biden's watch, almost 2 million gotaways that have never been vetted. So if we've caught 350 known terrorists on that watch list, how many of you think were in that 2 million gotaways? I mean, even to think that if it's 10%, that's a huge number. And this is why we should impeach Secretary Mayorkas this week, and then in 200 days, fire Joe Biden.
That is a great segue into the next question I have for you, Senator. Speaker Johnson has indicated that he will deliver the articles of Secretary Mayorkas's impeachment to the Senate on April 10th and then call on the Senate to hold a full trial. How quickly could that happen, and is there any chance the Senate would impeach Mayorkas?
Right. So this is exactly what's going to happen is Wednesday, those articles of impeachment will be brought to the Senate. They're going to swear in the senators as jurors, and Chuck Schumer's plan is to table it. His plan is to table it. For the first time in the history of this country, the Senate will not have an impeachment hearing on someone who's been impeached on the House side. I think that's why it's so important that Americans are watching what's happening. When I was back home all last week, a lot of times we were in the Wichita area. We were down in Kingman and Pratt and Hutchinson as well. But no matter where we go, the number one concern people have is the safety and security of their families. We did a crime roundtable in Wichita, goodness, just 2 or 3 weeks ago. And of all the things I'm going to remember is one of the officers said, we cannot arrest ourselves out of this problem, that crime due to the drug trafficking and human trafficking is just exploding. And that's, again, why we need to impeach Secretary Mayorkas. But Chuck Schumer is not going to let us do that. I just hope that the people from those swing states, from those purple states whose senators are up for reelection this fall are paying attention, because all it would take is two of them to flip. If you need two of those senators flipped from those purple Democrat states, we would proceed with the trial. But Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer don't want no part of a trial that's exposing all their sins and their tragedies.
That's so disappointing to hear, Senator. And so is that a Senate rule? And is there any workaround or anything that can be done to remove that from being tabled?
Right. So the bottom line is all it takes is a majority, a simple majority to table it. But I can assure you we're going to go down swinging and we're going to do everything we can to make sure America knows that all it would take is just two of these Democrat senators from purple states like Montana and Ohio that are up for a reelection. If we can get one or two of those to flip, then we can stop that tabling procedure and then go through with this trial. So we'll do everything we can, every parliamentarian maneuver that we can. All the past week, Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and John Kennedy, I have been collaborating, trying to figure out how we can slow that process down and get this trial that America is demanding. But that just goes to show how scared Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer are. They know if this is the front page story for the next week, it hurts their chances in November.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, thank you for fighting. We appreciate it. And we've got your back here at home. Again, we're visiting with Senator Roger Marshall. Senator, turning to some of our economic issues, Biden drained our strategic reserves in a desperate and failed attempt to gaslight the American people that gas prices were coming down right before midterm elections. Now he's refusing to restock our oil reserves, leaving our national security hanging in the balance. Is there anything Congress can do to replenish our petroleum reserves?
Well, I hate to say this again, Renee, but it's elect Donald Trump president. Look, Joe Biden declared war on American energy, American agriculture the first day he got in office, shutting down the Keystone Pipeline for starters, and then draining our reserve all because of his incompetence. He drove the price of oil up by making it harder to drill. It is next impossible now to get a permit to drill oil on federal lands. And we don't have a lot of federal lands in Kansas, but we have a large oil and gas segment. Growing up there in El Dorado, we had three refineries when I was growing up, and where I live in Great Bend, oil's a big part of our economy as well. But Joe Biden has declared war on American oil. You know, at this price, it's really expensive to go back and refill that strategic stockpile. But the best thing we could do is retract Joe Biden's policy so that we can start drilling for oil again. And, you know, this is one of Donald Trump's top three pledges is to drill, baby, drill. So the number one thing we could do was to reelect Donald Trump as our president again.
Let's do it. So, Senator, you voted no on the recent $1.2 trillion spending bill. And first of all, I want to say thank you. And in a statement explaining your vote, you said the bill would, quote, nosedive America deeper into crippling debt, end quote. And it did seem like there was a lot of unnecessary spending in there. For example, $2 million for a clinic that does hormone therapy on kids, $850,000 for gay senior housing, a Department of Defense abortion travel fund, $2.5 million for late-term abortion providers in Rhode Island and New Hampshire. And I could go on and on. There's a lot more of this nonsense, but I do have to ask why. Why would any Republican who calls themselves a conservative or pro-life vote for this bill?
Well, Renee, unlike you at the State House who has a constitutional requirement to balance the budget, there's no such thing in D.C. This is a travesty. Our $34 trillion national debt is the number one long-term threat that our nation faces. No matter whether you think that schools or roads and bridges or high-speed internet or a strong military are your priority, when we're spending a trillion dollars every year in interest, there's no money left. So America is now spending $1 trillion a year in interest. I would love to see John Whitmer's face right now. It's probably just boiling.
Oh, it is. It is. Trust me, it is.
There. Good. So Renee, there is over 600 pages of earmarks in this legislation, 600 pages, and we're given 24 hours, maybe it was 48 hours to try to read through them. This is the same old story. What Chuck Schumer, what Joe Biden wants is every year to get to threaten to shut the government down and then bring in a multi-thousand page trillion dollars of spending and say, take it or leave it. And that's why I'm working on a budget process. We actually have budget laws that says that Congress is supposed to do a budget. We've not done one in decades. So I'm working, always sitting down with the Republican conference in 2 weeks, trying to figure out how can we put teeth so that the president is required to submit his budget on time. And if he doesn't, then let's take away the pay of his appointees. Let's take away his travel budget. If the Senate doesn't do our job, I would love to take away our pay or take away our travel budget. Whatever we can do, we need to go back to a budget rather than just basically a cost-plus spending when people come in at the last second and say, what do I got to give you to get your vote? And that's what ends up happening. They get people's votes by giving them pork. It's a sad state of affairs. Again, $1 trillion of interest this year. The number one challenge to the future of our children and our grandchildren is that national debt.
Boy, I so appreciated your interview earlier on Cake, where you mentioned we're saddling our grandchildren with this. And as a grandmother of three, boy, that hits home. And it just makes me sick to my stomach what we're doing to our kids and our grandkids. But, Senator, I know we have to let you go, but I do want to ask you a really quick question. I saw that you tweeted something earlier this week that Kansas families can't afford another 4 years of Joe Biden. And you shared a statistic that Biden's inflation is costing Kansas families an average of $961 more per month. And it just looks like congressional Democrats just don't seem to care. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Renee, you nailed it. As a mother and a grandmother, Kansans are spending $1,000, almost $1,000 per month, just on their basic necessities for gas and groceries, to pay their rent, to pay their utility fees, $1,000 a month. If you think the average Kansas family, let's just say they're taking $6,000 or $7,000 a month home, and that would be a generous salary in Kansas, and they're giving another $1,000 away just to start the week off with, there's no way a young family can live that American dream anymore. The cost of a mortgage, that monthly payment has doubled under Joe Biden. That alone, you know, just kills this American dream of having owning your own home, you know, maybe a pickup truck, maybe a little fishing boat. But those days are gone under Joe Biden. That's because he's printing money like it's going out of style. As this federal government borrows money, they have to print dollar bills to cover that debt. And then they continue this continued attack on American agriculture and American oil and gas. And those are both inflation multipliers. Whenever energy is going up, everything else just seems to be an inflation multiplier. We have to get the cost of energy under control. We have to stop borrowing money. That's the only way we're going to get ahead of inflation and bring interest rates down. People ask me, are the Feds going to bring interest rates down? I don't think much, because Joe Biden is still printing money. As long as he's printing money, it's driving up interest rates. It's that simple. It's basic econ 101 that I learned over there at Butler County Community College under Coach Ollie Isom.
I tell you, it's shameful, and I tell you, I appreciate you fighting for us, and if folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at Roger Marshall MD and online at marshall.senate.gov, correct?
That's it. Yeah, marshall.senate.gov. That's a great way to find us. Twitter at Roger Marshall MD. Renee, it's great to be on with you. I appreciate the job that you're doing. I appreciate John's continued words of encouragement out there as well. And 200 days until we get to fire Joe Biden. 200 days, let's count them down.
Can't wait. I can't wait. Well, thank you for all you do in fighting the good fight. And thanks again for taking time to join us this evening.
You bet, Renee. Take care. Take care, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!